Have you already put Jesus in a box and stored him away until next Christmas? Here's what I mean. We fill our homes with Christmas trees, stars, and expensive nativities, proclaiming the reason for the season, celebrating the birth of Jesus. But what happens with our faith when the holidays have come and gone? Is it put in a box until next year? When it comes to decorations, I know many of you box it all up before New Year's Day. It's actually more traditional to leave it all up through January 6th. That date marks the 12th day of Christmas, officially ending the season. We get a real tree, so once the needles become both a health and fire hazard, that's our sign it's time to take it all down. It's way more fun to get all the decorations out than put them away. I've been packing away my own collection of family heirloom pieces, handmade treasures from years gone by, and priceless ornaments. I couldn't help but think, though, as I wrapped up my own ceramic Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus, when we pack it all away, is that as far as our faith goes? Jesus is the reason for this season, but where does he end up once the nativities and lights are gone? My faith isn't something I leave in a box until next Christmas. Jesus, his birth, life, death, and resurrection shape every single part of my life. I don't put my Christianity on when I walk through the doors of church every Sunday and then take it off once I walk out. No, it's not something I conveniently claim for the season or when a gospel song moves me. It's not a hobby or some feel-good label I may wear. It's a cross I carry daily. We can know a lot about Jesus, but did you know if what we know goes no farther than some feel-good Christmas carols and a nativity we put back in a box, our faith could be as dead as my dried-up Christmas tree? One of my favorite books of the Bible is the book of James. It's a quick read with only 5 chapters, but it is packed full of truth. James was the half-brother of Jesus. He probably knew Jesus well, but even though he knew him, he didn't believe in him. James didn't fully understand what Jesus came to do until he appeared to him after his resurrection. James became a very respected leader in the church in Jerusalem, and his pastor's heart shines through as he passionately writes about the importance of living out our faith in Jesus. Here's how he explains it. James 2:17. In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. We can say we have a faith. We can know a lot about Jesus. We can say we believe, but if our faith isn't lived out in obedience to his word, loving God and loving others, it's dead. It might as well be boxed up with the nativity. Jesus doesn't belong in a box in your attic. He was born for one reason, to die for you. Why? Because God loves you so much. He made a way for you that you cannot make on your own. He deserves your whole heart, every part of your life, your all, not just during the Christmas season or a service on Sunday, but every single day of the year. That's the truth. I am saved by grace alone, yet it's because of that undeserved gift. My heart is moved and motivated to follow Jesus, do the Father's will, love like he loved, and serve those that come across my path. That's a faith that is very much alive and can never be put in a box. I'm Lori Klein.